On the show today, we have TrueCar's very own Wendy McMullen talking about their study that shows the impact COVID-19 had on car shopping, and we're at the one-year mark of this stuff. So really interesting information here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have TrueCar's very own Wendy McMullen. Wendy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for asking. And today I've been really looking forward to this talk because this is some information that I think a lot of us have been chomping at the bit for. And you guys just finished a study showing the COVID, you know, the impact COVID-19 had on car shopping. It's kind of the 1 year mark because we were just talking before the recording how wacky things were this time last year and how unpredictable and everything things seemed at that time. And my, how times have changed. So
yes.
I want to dive right into it if you don't mind. So give us COVID-19's effect on vehicle shopping, because I have never heard more people say, I bought my car online this year in the last 12 months than I have ever. So having said that, what was the effect here?
Definitely. And we certainly saw that reflected in our data as well. So we actually did the first version of this study right about the same time last year. So mid-March last year, we said, oh my gosh, there's something going on here. We need to try to get ahead of this. Yeah. And so we did our first version back then. And what we saw immediately was that people were really concerned about possible exposure to the virus while shopping, of course, right? And so we saw that people said they would be visiting fewer dealerships. If at all possible, they'd be doing more online. That happened immediately. Mm-hmm. And then over the course of this past year, we've kind of seen, you know, some of that concern about the pandemic has subsided. Mm-hmm. But most recently, what we're seeing is people are starting to feel a little bit more free about that. But the financial concerns linger.
Yeah.
And so people now are more likely to say that the thing that's holding them back is that they're worried about diminished income.
Yeah, and that even, you know, brings into the whole the stimulus payments and like PPP loan, all that type of stuff. You know, there's money out there, but people are redirecting it to other places, other necessities rather than purchasing a car. So they're kind of sounds like they're putting that off for now, right? Or until things get a little bit better.
Yeah, I think what we're starting to see now is that some people are actually coming back into the market who've been putting it off all of this time. Mm-hmm. So what we've seen up until now has very much been a journey of, unfortunately, the haves and the have-nots. The folks who have stayed in the vehicle market this whole time are the discretionary purchasers. They're still buying new vehicles. They're buying on their own timeline. And I think some of what we're seeing now in terms of this uncertainty is that folks who were maybe just completely out of the market for a while due to that uncertainty are starting to come back now.
Well, that's good news for sure.
I
mean, not only for auto dealerships, companies like yours, but the economy in general too, because auto lending and auto purchasing are a mainstay of our economy. So this is good news for sure. So tell me about the factors that encourage dealership interaction, because this is something else that you guys looked at as well, right?
Yes, we started looking at that straight from the get-go, and immediately that online experience just emerged as being so critical for consumers. So being able to do more of that process online, potentially having a vehicle test drive at home, having the vehicle actually delivered to them at the conclusion of their purchase, all of those things immediately popped as ways that dealers could encourage interaction with the consumer today.
Yeah, it's funny because I love going on these sites where you can shop for cars. I visit all of them. And it's funny, the one thing that's really kind of come to the surface is like free delivery to your house. You never saw that, you know, pre-pandemic, you know, or
right.
You saw it rarely. But now that's one of the big things on these auto buying websites. So it's pretty interesting just to see the evolution of it now.
It is.
Hey, we'll deliver your car for you. And like, what?
Exactly. And we actually introduced a buy from home program, I think just 3 or 4 weeks after lockdown started. that we enabled our dealers to opt in, and we would actually badge them on our site that consumers could actually seek out dealers that did that. And today still we're seeing about 15% of consumers who purchase through our platform mm-hmm. are opting to do that completely online and have the vehicle delivered to them.
Gosh, that was like unheard of just a few years ago. You gotta like, I mean, I can just hear my dad in my head just saying, you gotta go kick the tires. You gotta go drive that thing and make sure it steers straight and the brakes and all that type of stuff. Now it's like, have somebody deliver it for me.
Exactly.
Amazing exactly. How we've evolved. So what are some other factors? Let's get back to kind of delaying the purchase of the vehicle or factors that would deter. What are some other factors that would deter people from buying the vehicle right now?
Sure. So as I'd mentioned, what we've seen right now is that the concerns about being exposed to the pandemic are at their lowest point since we started our data collection a year ago. Mm-hmm. So that's actually kind of ebbing, which is fabulous to see. What we're seeing in terms of deterrence, that financial insecurity yeah. is definitely one. So either diminished income today or diminished income potentially in the future. Mm-hmm. But we're also seeing at our highest level yet, we're seeing impacts of the chip shortage and the foam shortage starting to hit the supply chain. And people are already saying that a big deterrent is that the dealership might not have the vehicle they want.
I've heard that too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did it have to do with that crazy cargo ship in the Suez Canal up, you know, was that?
Yeah, I don't think that was involved, but yeah, sure, that probably hurt in some other way.
Yeah, I'm just kidding there. So let's kind of connect the financial institution, credit unions in this case. What does this information mean for a credit union or a bank, for that matter? How can they kind of, I don't want to say capitalize on this information, but how can they use it to help out the members in this case? Is there any connection there?
Certainly. I mean, I would say that just being able to actually go into a dealership with your financing already arranged can be a huge deal for consumers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks don't necessarily take the opportunity to do that. So credit unions and others that have members who might be interested in purchasing a vehicle, certainly any proactive outreach in terms of actually arranging financing in advance, I'm sure would be very welcome.
Yeah, and it just makes the purchase process that much easier. So yeah, get your ducks in a row, get down there and get yourself a new car. So
exactly.
Having all this information at your fingertips, what lessons have we learned from it? How can we use this stuff, you know, the successes and the fails, and how can we use it and move forward and be more productive, profitable, all that good stuff?
I think what we've really seen is that this was something that was likely going to happen over the course of decades of this kind of gradual shift to doing more online. And it was expedited, by orders of magnitude, right?
Overnight,
yeah, almost literally. So, and we've been watching very closely, as you might imagine, in our business to see if we're starting to see people saying, oh, well, you know, things are opening back up, you know, to heck with it. I'm just going to go back to a bunch of dealerships in person. And we're not seeing that at all.
Really?
So we're seeing that people may still be interested in going to the dealership to do exactly what you described, right? To kick the tires, to give it a drive, do the fun stuff. But they love to do more of the upfront purchase process online, right?
Yeah.
Do their research, actually land on a vehicle, configure their payments. I mean, we're in the process of rolling out a deal builder program that people can set up their down payment, their monthly payments. If they're financing through the dealership, they can actually pick out their loan term and figure out the interest rate. And then all they have to do when they get to the dealership is actually the fun part, which is to finally, you know, check out the vehicle in person, get some education and walk out the door really quickly.
Well, and looking at your business, at TrueCar's business, it must be kind of, I don't want to say fun. Well, maybe it is fun because you get to kind of, obviously you had to pivot like everybody else, but you guys pivoted in a really good way to really better serve your visitors, the customers that go to your site. So it must have been kind of quite the adventure for you guys to really.
It really was.
Things, right?
It really was. And I would describe it, it was almost less of a pivot than we were already sort of leaning on the door. Yep. And the door just swung open on us. And we were able to really work with our dealerships to make sure that consumers could actually purchase vehicles even when dealerships weren't physically open.
Yeah, really exciting. Not only for you guys, but I mean for the consumer as well. It gives some, people another option, and when they're still tentative about doing something or like, you know what, we're really digging this online stuff, so we're gonna stick with that. So yeah, it's really neat to see. There's a lot of information in this study, and we've only scratched the surface. So where can folks go to find out more and get some more details?
Certainly. Well, you can go to our True Car press room. There is a bunch more information there. It is ir.truecar.com.
Excellent. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out. Anything else here, Wendy? I love this. I love interviews like this. I love information like this. I love cars. So that's why I was excited about this interview as well. So any final words of wisdom here? Any further thoughts?
Oh, we're super excited to continue to see this roll out with dealerships. And what we're hearing from consumers already and going forward is what they love and why they're sticking with this online process is this feel of empowerment. They really can do so much of their own education and do so much in the comfort of their own home without feeling pressured.
Yeah.
And so we're really delighted that this opportunity is here now for consumers to do that and dealers to engage with people when they're ready to buy.
Indeed. And there's a little bit of a cool factor here too. It's like, hey, I got my car online. They delivered it to my house. So that's you can brag to your neighbors and your family and friends about that type of stuff. But yeah, it's pretty fun stuff. All right, Wendy, I'm going to let you get back to work, but I appreciate your time and this information. And again, we'll put all the links in the show notes so people can get right to it. Good stuff.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Michael. It was great chatting with you today.
Likewise, Wendy. Thank you.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.